Congratulations on your decision to use hypnosis to empower you to success with your goals. I'm Paul Gustafson of BurlingtonHypnosis.com. I'm a registered nurse with over 10 years of medical experience and a clinical hypnotist, specializing in helping individuals like you to establish positive change in their lives. Hypnosis is a powerful tool, enabling you to comfortably sever the connection to past unproductive, unhealthy patterns, habits, and compulsions, and to help you start envisioning and experiencing the life you want to live. This introduction explains the history and applications of hypnosis, how it works, and most importantly, how it can work for you. So let's get started. Hypnosis has been riding the coattails of American history. The father of modern hypnosis is Franz Anton Mesmer, an Austrian physician who is responsible for spreading the word of his new technique to the newly settled United States. You may have heard the term to become mesmerized used to describe a trance-like state. Well, now you know where it's from. In 1843, Scottish scientist James Braid incorrectly chose the word hypnosis for this technique. The word hypnosis was derived from the Greek word hypnos, which was the Greek god of sleep. But you will soon learn that hypnosis is definitely not sleep at all. Hypnosis was later accepted by the British Medical Association in 1955, and the AMA followed suit in 1958. Today, hypnosis is widely used in 21st century medicine, psychotherapy, athletics, and dentistry. Applications include weight loss, smoking cessation, relieving symptoms of allergies, pain, and stress, improving general health, enhancing academic, sales, and creative arts performance. Hypnosis improves public speaking skills, confidence, and self-esteem, and helps millions of people to sleep better, improve concentration, memory, and relationships. Hypnosis also helps students to ace exams, patients to experience complication-free surgeries, and mothers to comfortably deliver babies without the need of medication. Hypnosis has quietly established itself as a key player in the holistic healthcare mainstream, and the variety of applications is growing by the day. With hypnosis, clients are involved with the process of creating positive change, which is empowering and rewarding. So now let's review how the mind works. We all have a conscious and a subconscious mind. The conscious mind, or the short-term memory, is the more active of the two. It acts as the gatekeeper. It analyzes, judges, accepts, or denies information for storage in the long-term memory or subconscious mind. The subconscious is a complex and powerful place. Think of the subconscious as the hard drive. It's our storage and control center. This is where all of our values, beliefs, habits, and patterns reside. It's also the home of our imagination. Our subconscious is active when we daydream, zone out, watch television, stare at a computer screen, or when we sleep. It's also active when we're hypnotized. Have you ever driven to the store and wondered how you got there because you've forgotten every detail of the ride? Or flinched during a scary part of a movie because it felt as though you were experiencing the action firsthand? Or sat in front of your computer or television for what you thought was only an hour or so, only to be surprised that most of the afternoon had disappeared? These are all examples of naturally occurring instances of subconscious thought or hypnotic trance. When considering the general sensations of hypnosis, some describe a warm, soothing blanket of relaxation, which progressively loosens and softens the entire physical self. Others describe sensations of floating or weightlessness. For some, hypnosis is a combination of deep physical relaxation and heightened awareness. 50 to 100% of those hypnotized hear and remember everything that's said during your session. But some go so deeply into the subconscious mind, they may not recall a portion of what is said to them during the experience. But the subconscious absorbs it all. While enjoying a hypnosis session, you may notice your breathing safely, comfortably slowing down. Sounds can become ultra crisp and clear. One of the misconceptions about hypnosis is that one relinquishes free will, which couldn't be further from the truth. Hypnosis is actually the process of assuming deep inner personal control you were previously unaware of. During hypnosis, it's best to allow your thoughts to drift anywhere they choose to go. That free-floating mindset is right where you need to be. Your subconscious will take in, organize, and act upon everything that you value, whether you consciously hear any or all of what is said during your session. Another important tidbit is that you don't need to try really hard or concentrate or focus to succeed with hypnosis. In fact, doing so will keep you more in the conscious realm, which will minimize your overall success. One of the typical experiences for many clients is to float in and out of awareness. At times, you may be in tune with the session, and moments later, you may just drift off to a faraway place, and then, in an instant, you may return to the flow of the experience. Not only is this perfectly normal, but it's preferred. I refer to hypnosis as a daydream on demand. Hypnosis helps you to create the daydream effect, and then you're guided down to the level of relaxation which enables you to begin initializing positive change. If you doze off while listening to a session, you will still benefit from the process because the subconscious is open and active when we sleep, as well as during hypnosis. Also, you should feel free to cough or sneeze or shift your position or even scratch your nose during a hypnosis session. You won't disrupt the process at all. The key to success with any hypnosis program is repetition. The problem you want to fix was born out of repetition, so we take the same approach with the solution. By pressing play once a day and listening to your sessions, you're visiting the mental gym. Your thoughts are trained to create a comfortable transition supporting the change you desire. If you are an open-minded individual, able to follow simple instructions, and are truly motivated to establish positive change and remain consistent with the process, better days are coming your way. It is recommended that you rotate through each of your MP3 sessions a week at a time for 60 successive days. The best time of day to listen is first thing in the morning, setting a comfortable physical and confident emotional tone for the day. Those who enjoy the deep relaxation of hypnosis report feeling more centered, grounded, and much less affected by the day-to-day pace of life. There is a blossoming mindfulness which routinely aligns your thoughts and actions with your goals, making your healthy transformation comfortable and lasting. It's also helpful to practice self-hypnosis for 5 to 10 minutes, 2 to 3 times a week, which significantly enhances your overall success. For information on self-hypnosis, please refer to the self-hypnosis intro, which is included with your purchase. In life, we follow the path of our most dominant thoughts. Hypnosis helps you to choose your thoughts and reshape your world. I hope this presentation was informative. If you have any questions, feel free to contact me, 888-290-3972 or info@burlingtonhypnosis.com.